Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're diving into, I think, a really fascinating text, Proverbs 31.0031. It's this poem all about this woman called the Eshet Hael.
Oh, yeah.
Which, and this term, by the way, appears only twice in the entire Bible.
Yep.
The other time being for, you guessed it, Ruth?
Oh, wow.
So, right. And this isn't just, you know, like any woman, right?
Right, right.
This is someone very special. But you might be thinking, well, hold on. What does Eshet Hael even mean?
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, like capable woman. It's got valor. It's got strength. Even, I would say, the sense of heroism woven in.
Mm-hmm.
And get this. The poem itself is structured like an A to Z acrostic in Hebrew.
Really?
With each verse starting with the next consecutive letter of the alphabet.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. So the structure, it's not just like a literary flourish, right? It mm-hmm. Elevates the poem almost like a prayer. It might even suggest that she, you know, embodies like the fullness of wisdom.
Right. Like all of it, A to Z. Like she's got it all.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then we got to ask, okay, she's clearly someone special, but who is she?
Mm.
What makes her so, I don't know, extraordinary? This poem goes way beyond like our typical image of like, you know, the housewife.
Mm.
It portrays her as someone who not only manages a household, but also thrives in like the marketplace. Like she's out there doing it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. She's described as this really savvy businesswoman.
Right.
Imagine her inspecting bolts of like vibrant silk, like feeling that fine wool between her fingers. She knows exactly what materials are going to bring the best return.
She's got that good business sense.
Yeah. She's dealing in wool and flax, running a vineyard, even buying real estate.
Wow.
And you have to imagine, like, this is a time when international trade was incredibly rare, especially for women.
Right.
So this detail tells us she's not just smart. She's like a pioneer.
Wow. I never thought about it that way.
Hey.
She's centuries ahead of her time. It's amazing. Okay. So she's clearly ambitious, successful.
Yeah.
But is that all there is to her?
No, not at all. The poem beautifully portrays her compassion and generosity alongside her business savvy. She's not just about profit.
Okay.
She cares for her family and community deeply. The poem describes her providing food for her household, hand-making clothing for her family, and even reaching out to the poor and needy.
So she's kind of defying some pretty, like, traditional stereotypes here, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you make of that?
Well, I think it suggests that true capability isn't just about one aspect of life. It's about, you know, this beautiful balance between strength and compassion, ambition and generosity.
Okay, yeah.
It's really like a holistic view of what it means to be a truly remarkable human being.
And speaking of strength, right? Like,
yeah.
The poem uses this incredible imagery to describe her. It doesn't focus on like physical strength.
Yeah.
It's more about her inner resilience, her dignity.
Mm-hmm.
Strength and dignity are her clothing, the verse says.
Yeah.
It's like she wears confidence and grace as armor.
Yeah, and this inner strength empowers her to face the future with, like, this unwavering optimism. She laughs at the time to come, the poem tells us, suggesting, you know, that she's not someone who's easily shaken by, you know, uncertainty or challenges.
No, she's fearless. You know what else strikes me? It's not just about her personal achievements. It's also about how she uses her influence to uplift others. She's described as this, like, wise teacher with the teaching of kindness on her tongue.
Yes. She doesn't hoard her wisdom. She shares it generously. She leads by example, demonstrating how to live a life that is both successful and ethical, ambitious and compassionate.
It's a powerful model for leadership, isn't it?
Yeah.
Leading with both strength and kindness, achieving personal success while also empowering those around you. Pretty cool.
Absolutely. And then there's this incredible moment in the poem where her husband, who clearly benefits from her accomplishments, steps forward to praise her publicly.
Let's talk about her husband. The poem makes it clear that he has gained social standing and respect because of her hard work and her wisdom.
Right. And he recognizes and celebrates her openly.
Mm-hmm.
There's this beautiful line where he says, "Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all."
Oh, yeah.
It's a public declaration of her worth and a testament to her extraordinary character.
It really emphasizes how her success isn't just about personal gain. It elevates everyone around her.
Exactly. And his praise isn't just like a nice gesture. It highlights a critical aspect of their relationship. It's this reciprocal dynamic where she elevates him through her actions, and he in turn elevates her through his recognition and respect.
That's an interesting take. It seems like this poem is trying to tell us that true partnerships thrive on mutual respect and appreciation. But it also makes you wonder, could any one person really embody all of these qualities?
Yeah.
I mean, is she meant to be a real person? Or is she more of a symbol of, like, the ideal woman?
Yeah, it's a question that, you know, has fascinated scholars for centuries. Some see her as, like, a real person.
Right.
A historical figure who embodied these incredible qualities. Others believe she might represent something, I don't know, like, larger than herself. Mm. Like a personification of wisdom itself.
Oh, interesting.
You know, like a guiding spirit or a set of ideals to strive towards.
What's fascinating is that the poem doesn't, like, explicitly tell us whether she's, you know, meant to be a real person or a symbolic figure.
Yeah.
And you know what? It doesn't really matter. I think the impact remains the same.
You're right. Whether she's, you know, flesh and blood or a poetic embodiment of wisdom, the message is clear. These qualities, strength, wisdom, kindness, resourcefulness, they're valuable. They're attainable. And they're worth striving for regardless of our gender or circumstances in life. Exactly. It's like the poem is holding up a mirror, challenging us to look inward and ask ourselves, you know, what aspects of this Eshet Hael do I see reflected in myself? And how can I, you know, cultivate those qualities even further?
So thinking about your own goals and aspirations, what aspect of this woman's character resonates with you the most?
For me, it's her unwavering resilience and optimism.
Mm.
She laughs at the time to come, remember?
Oh, yeah.
That line just, it speaks volumes about her inner strength and her ability to face challenges with courage and grace.
Yeah, that's a powerful image. It's like she's saying, you know, bring it on. I'm ready for whatever life throws my way.
Right.
I think a lot of us can relate to that desire to face the unknown with confidence and a sense of optimism.
Absolutely. And this resilience isn't just about, like, gritting our teeth and pushing through tough times, you know?
Right.
It's about cultivating that inner strength that allows us to approach challenges with a sense of peace and even joy.
And she's not just resilient. She's also incredibly resourceful. Think about all the things she manages to accomplish.
Right.
Running businesses, trading internationally, caring for her family, serving her community.
Mm-hmm.
It's remarkable.
It really is. And her resourcefulness goes beyond just, you know, being able to get things done. It speaks to her creativity, her adaptability, her ability to just, like, make the most of any situation. Remember, she's dealing in wool and flax, spinning and weaving, you know, these beautiful fabrics.
Right.
This isn't just about commerce. It's about artistry and skill.
This reminds me of another fascinating detail. The poem specifically mentions that that she considers a field and buys it.
Oh, yeah.
This woman isn't just waiting for, you know, opportunities to come to her. She's actively seeking them out.
Exactly. She's a visionary, a go-getter, someone who's not afraid to invest in her future and create her own success.
And she does all of this while remaining, you know, deeply grounded in her values. The poem emphasizes her integrity, her compassion, her commitment to ethical behavior. She's proof that ambition and kindness aren't mutually exclusive.
This is a key point. It's so easy to, you know, get caught up in the pursuit of success and forget about the importance of compassion and integrity.
Right.
But, you know, the Eshet Hael, he demonstrates that true success involves both.
And it's not just about being, like, you know, nice or doing good deeds. It's about this deeper sense of purpose, this understanding that that our actions have, like, ripple effects on the world around us.
Right. It's about recognizing that that our success is intertwined with the well-being of others. And this brings us back to the idea of, you know, fear of the Lord mentioned in the poem.
Yeah. Yeah. This phrase could be a little tricky for modern audiences.
Mm.
That doesn't mean being afraid of, like, some punitive deity.
Right.
It's about something much deeper.
Exactly. In the context of the poem, Fear of the Lord, it speaks to a sense of reverence for something greater than oneself, a recognition of our interconnectedness, you know, a commitment to living a life that that aligns with our deepest values and beliefs.
It's about living with intention and purpose,
mm-hmm.
striving to make choices that reflect our highest aspirations, not just for ourselves, but for the world around us.
And the sense of purpose. It's what fuels her actions. It's what drives her to excel in business, to care for her family, to reach out to those in need.
Mm.
It's the foundation of her capability.
It's like her inner compass guiding her towards a life of meaning and impact.
And that brings us to an important question. How can we, you know, in our own lives, cultivate that same sense of purpose and direction?
This ancient poem may seem far removed from our modern lives, but it's filled with this timeless wisdom that we can apply today. It feels like this poem's giving us this blueprint for, you know, a life well lived. But how do we actually apply these ancient principles to, like, our hectic world?
Yeah, I mean, it can feel pretty daunting, right? But I think the first step is to maybe stop thinking of the Eshet Hael as, like, this unattainable ideal.
Okay.
And instead, you know, see her as this, as a source of inspiration.
Right.
It's not about, like, perfectly replicating her life. It's about, you know, finding those threads of her character that resonate with us and weaving them into our own unique tapestries.
Okay, that makes sense. So instead of trying to become, like, superwomen overnight, we can focus on cultivating specific qualities,
mm-hmm.
bit by bit. Where do we even begin?
Mm-hmm. Well, remember how her husband praises her by saying, "Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all."
Yeah.
This suggests there are, like, different levels of excellence, and all of them are worthy of celebration.
So it's not about, like, comparing ourselves to others or striving for some, like, external measure of perfection.
Right.
It's about finding our own path and celebrating our own unique contributions.
Precisely. It's about focusing on our personal growth, you know, on developing our skills and talents, on becoming, like, the best versions of ourselves.
Mm, okay.
And remember, the poem highlights, like, a diverse range of capabilities, from business acumen to compassion, from resourcefulness to wisdom.
So we can choose to focus on the areas that, resonate most deeply with us. With our own values and aspirations.
Exactly. It's about playing to our strengths while also, you know, challenging ourselves to grow in areas where we might feel less confident. Maybe for you, it's about stepping up as a leader in your community, or perhaps it's about, you know, honing a particular skill or craft, or maybe it's about finding creative ways to express your generosity and compassion.
I love that. It's about taking this, ancient wisdom and making it relevant to our own unique lives and circumstances.
Yeah.
It's not about fitting into a mold. It's about forging our own path.
And remember, the Eshet Hael, she isn't afraid to take risks.
Right.
You know, she's buying land. She's trading internationally. She's a pioneer. So perhaps for some of us, embodying her spirit means stepping outside our comfort zones, embracing new challenges, and pursuing our passions with boldness and determination.
So maybe this deep dive isn't just about, you know, analyzing a poem. It's about inspiring action.
Absolutely. It's about, prompting us to look inward and ask ourselves, you know, what am I capable of? And then, you know, taking those first steps towards making those possibilities a reality.
I think one of the most important lessons this poem offers is the reminder that that our lives are interconnected.
Yeah.
The Eshet Hael success isn't just about her own personal gain. It benefits her family, her community, even those in need.
That's right. Her her capability, it extends outwards, creating this, like, ripple effect of positive impact.
Mm-hmm.
And this reminds us that we too have the power to make a difference in the world, to contribute to something larger than ourselves.
Yeah, and we don't have to wait for some, like, grand opportunity to make an impact, right? It can start with small acts of kindness, with using our skills and talents to serve others, with simply showing up for the people in our lives.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that our contributions, no matter how small they may seem, can have a profound impact on the world around us.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Proverbs 31, we leave you with this final thought. Look around you. Who are the capable people in your life, the ones who inspire you with their strength, their wisdom, their kindness? How can you learn from them, celebrate their accomplishments, and support their endeavors?
And how can you, in turn, become a source of strength, wisdom, and kindness for others? How can you step into your own Eshet Hael power and create a life of purpose, meaning, and positive impact?
Thanks for joining us on this fascinating exploration of the capable woman of Proverbs. Until next time, keep diving deep.